The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., founder of Bob Jones University, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Today's message by Dr. Jones is based on the Old Testament book of Proverbs.
I call your attention to three verses, or three proverbs, in the first chapter of this wonderful book. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Now we know from this last verse, the tenth verse that I read, we know that the writer here is assuming that the father and mother are good people. Now he said, don't forsake the teaching of your mother and your father. Then he turns around and says, if sinners entice thee, just don't yield. In other words, don't let anything pull you away from the right things that were taught you by your father and mother. Now, I want to tell you, it's a big problem about what children are to do. It's a big problem. We are told, honor thy father and mother. That's all right. We are told, children, obey your parents in the Lord. See? But now the problem's always coming up. What should children do when their fathers and mothers tell them to do wrong? What should they do? See? Now, it's a big problem, and it's been greatly and widely discussed. What's a child to do? Suppose a mother tells a boy, a girl to steal, should he steal? Suppose a mother, a father, should tell their little boy, who's a Christian, now you go down to the saloon and get me something to drink. What should the child do? See? Now, he's told to obey his parents. He's told that he's to honor his father and mother. Now, what must he do? What's he going to do about it? You know, I don't believe God ever puts any Christian, even a child who's a Christian, on the spot where he's got to do wrong. I knew a great preacher in the South years ago, and he told me this story. If I call his name, you older people know the name of this famous old preacher. He was a great man, one of the great men of this country. He told me that when he was a little boy, his father was a drunkard. And he said, my mother was a wonderful Christian. And said, she prayed and hoped that I would never take a drink of whiskey. And said, I was converted as a little boy because I had such a good mother. Said, one day my father came home drunk. And he said, now you go up yonder to that bar room and get me some whiskey. And said, I looked at my mother and tears ran down her face. She didn't say anything. And he says, Pa, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm a Christian. Mother's a Christian. I don't want to disobey, but I just can't go do that. Pa, I just can't do it. His father whipped him. Said, will you go? He said, no, I won't go. Pa, I can't go. I won't obey you. I'm a Christian, but I can't go buy you whiskey. I think that's wrong, and I'm a Christian. He whipped him again. He whipped him and whipped him and whipped him. And the little frail boy he was, about 12 years old, I think, he stood it out. And he told me that story. He didn't go. And his father, by the way, later was converted. See? Now, I don't think, this is my opinion, that God ever puts even a child on the spot where he has to do wrong. Now, for instance, I think if a little child was converted and his mother told him not to go to church, he couldn't go to church, I don't think he should disobey his mother. Your mother said, you shan't go to church, you must not go today. Even though a little child's a Christian, I think in all matters of that kind, even when a mother and father are not Christians, that a child should in his heart be obedient to his parents, and at the same time can be obedient and faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. For remember, it's with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and children are saved just like grown people are saved. They are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. And no man can make anybody do wrong in his heart. You can worship God anywhere and love God anywhere. Now, I think that children, in all matters that have to do with moral principles, right and wrong, definite and clear-cut, until they are mature enough, should as far as possible listen to their fathers and mothers. But if you go through the Bible, you will find that the Bible assumes that when children obey their parents, that they're to be the right kind of parents. They're supposed to be right. Their standards set up for fathers and mothers, just as our standards set up for children. bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. When they get old, they'll not depart from it. That's all in the Bible. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Now, there are exhortations to parents, too. And you know, one of the saddest things in this day and time is that parents are backslidden worse than children. We talk about youth in America. We're in a terrible fix in this country. Juvenile delinquency, all kinds of sins, and all kinds of troubles. But I'm telling you, from my experience, the fathers and mothers in this nation today are in worse condition than the sons and daughters. There seems to be a sort of awakening in the hearts of young people, because there's a sort of a fear of what's coming upon them. And there's a sort of a dread in the hearts of young people of the future with its terrible war clouds and what may happen. And they are looking ahead instead of looking behind like some of the parents look behind. The problem of this country is a father problem and a mother problem. If the fathers and mothers would get back to God in this nation, if they just get back to God, the greatest youth revival the world ever knew would sweep over America. There are fathers and mothers by the millions in this country who are standing between their children in heaven. And I'm talking to some fathers and mothers right now that have surrendered everything that you held valuable and your parents held valuable too. You are the ones that have departed. You drifted away. I'm talking to women today that go to these cocktail parties and smoke your cigarettes and live your worldly lives and are doing day in and day out the things that you were taught not to do by good mothers and good fathers. You are the ones that have drifted away. It's not your children so much as you fathers and mothers. Now, we just well to face that. We've never had any trouble, serious trouble, with any student in Bob Jones University. That was normal. Sometimes you get a child that's not exactly normal. Maybe the gland doesn't secrete right or something else. But every normal student we've ever had in Bob Jones University, we had any trouble with. We always found out sooner or later there was some trouble at home. If you bring them up right, have the right kind of home life, you can always do something with them. Did you know, with probably two or three exceptions, we've never had any trouble with a boy or girl in Bob Jones University that the father and mother didn't take the side of the boy or girl and defend the boy and girl in wrongdoing. Now, the Bible assumes that fathers and mothers are the right kind of fathers and mothers. Paul wrote Timothy and said, Timothy, I know you're a good man. You had such a good mother and such a good grandmother. Naturally, I take it for granted that you're all right. It doesn't say it that way. The Bible says, young thing, faith is in thee, which dwelt first in thy mother Lois and thy grandmother Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in thee also. Now, men and women, fathers and mothers, listen to me. The trouble most times is with us parents. That's where the trouble is. We're neglecting our children. We're not doing what we ought to do. Many of us are not living the right kind of life. Many of us are drifting away from God. You don't have a family altar in your home. You don't have family prayer. You don't read the word to them. You are not doing what you ought to do. You don't go to prayer meeting. You don't go to prayer meeting. You go to picture shows on prayer meeting night. You do things you ought not to do, and you know it. And you're setting a bad example. Now, that's a problem in this country today. It's not a youth problem. It's a parent problem, father and mother problem. Now, he says here, the inspired writer, he said, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. Do you have the right kind of instruction for your child? And forsake not the law of thy mother. What kind of law do you have? Would you want your boy to live up to the law of your life, the way you live? So they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Now the wise man here is assuming that the mother and father is all right, because the next verse says it. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Don't be pulled away from good holy teaching. You had a good mother and your good father. Now, if sinners come along and try to pull you away from that, don't let them pull you away. Don't consent to the influence of sinners that try to take you away from what's right. Now, it assumes that you've taught your children what's right. And a sinner comes along and tries to pull them away from the moral principle that you've drilled into them. You know, many women, I've seen many conversions in my lifetime, many of them, under many circumstances and in many places. There's hardly a type conversion that any man ever saw I haven't witnessed. I've seen murderers converted and thieves converted. I've seen women of the underworld converted, moral men converted, drunken bums converted. All sorts and all kinds of people. I've seen many, many of them. I remember one of the most remarkable things I ever witnessed. Years ago, I was in the Pacific Guard mission in Chicago. Just dropped in. It wasn't my service. And Harry Monroe, that Prince of Mission Workers, was conducting the service. So Harry Monroe said, now, Jesus can save you. You may have broken every commandment of God and man, but Jesus can save you. Now, do you want to be saved? And down the aisle, there came about the toughest looking human wreck I ever saw. A miserable, bloody-eyed, bloated-faced, dirty bum. And he fell down on his knees. And Harry Monroe said, I never saw this boy here before. But I'll venture that this fellow was reared by a good mother. And the poor bum looked up and began to sob and said, who told you about my mother? My mother was the most wonderful Christian ever lived. Look at me. And he was converted. After his conversion, I said to Monroe, I said, how did you know that, Harry? Well, he said, Bob, I'll tell you. I've seen many bums since I've been in rescue mission work. But I've never seen over a half a dozen bums that grew up in Christian homes. Whenever you see a bum in the underworld, 99 times out of 100, he didn't have the right kind of mother, the right kind of father. And all the bums that I've ever seen, the very few of them that I've ever seen, that came from decent Christian homes, there's something about the way they kneel here at the front. There's something about the way they come forward. There's something about them that tells me that they have drifted away from what was good. They're not like the folks that started off wrong and went from bad to worse. These people, reared in Christian homes. And he said, you know, a fella just can't go to hell when he's brought up like that. There's something that holds him back. Now listen, men and women, let us be the right kind of fathers and mothers, what do you say? Let's start in today. And so when sinners try to entice our children away, there'll be something in them that'll hold them back. Now, that's what he's talking about here. And he's saying to you young people, he's saying to you now, if sinners entice you, do not consent to it. You say, that's wrong. That's not what mother taught me. That's not what father taught me. I'm for the old principles of right and wrong. Oh, may God help us to get back to those old fundamental essential things that made the Christian homes of the past, that are making the Christian homes still, and the principles and the only principles that ever will make our homes Christian. Our Father, help us fathers and mothers to be the right kind of fathers and mothers. Maybe some father today's listening who isn't right with God, help him to get right. Maybe some mother who's drifted away from Christ, help her to come back. And help us to be the sort of parents that we ought to be. So when our children go into sin, if they do go in sin, they'll go in sin in spite of all the influences we can put about them. Don't let us be responsible for the wreck and ruin of our children. Make us what we ought to be, faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have heard the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., who, during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Tune in tomorrow for another message sponsored by Bob Jones University.